Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It is my pleasure again. Here we are, week seven, episode seven,
yes,
of the Dudu and Foo Show. Welcome everybody for tuning in. I'm one of your hosts, Dan Savage, Dudu.
I'm Mike Crisafulli, Foo.
The Dudu and Foo Show.
Oh, wait a minute.
I got things breaking over here. Breaking stuff down. So yeah, welcome. Today is May 9th. It is my son's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to your son Trent and to you, which was Tuesday.
Yeah, I had a birthday.
It's a good week.
Yeah, it was a good week. It's I'm the 7th, he's the 9th, Julie's the 29th. Mm-hmm. You got Mother's Day Sunday. I mean, May is
it's a busy month for you.
It's a busy month. It's there's a lot of food consumed. There's a lot of hanging out. We broke bread last night, had a nice dinner.
Very nice dinner.
Over at Jason's Deli in Boca Park here in Vegas.
Yes.
And It's been an eventful week. I think we left off last week's podcast talking about the baseball team and Mayor Goodman and some of the stuff we had going on. You got to come out and see some baseball. What did you think of the CSN Coyote baseball
team? No, they played well. They played well. Well, they've been playing well all year. It's a joy to watch. That's a good little park out there, a good little field. It's very nice, very well kept up. I enjoyed myself. The a local guy coaches the team. His son plays for him, which is awesome.
Nick Garitano. Son, Nicky Jr.
Yeah, and actually Nick Jr. went deep in that first game.
He did.
He went deep. He was the first
run scored in the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was actually just named Scenic West Player of the Year too.
So. Oh, that I didn't know. Oh, yeah. Congratulations to him.
He's
had
a heck of a career.
Very good.
And being the coach's son, as Trent would attest to if he was here, it's not always the easiest thing. But Nick Senior is super proud of him. And it was a fun. And a little bit before you showed up, we got to present. It was kind of like the presentation for the mayor is we renamed the SCORE program that I'm currently overseeing right now here at CSN, which is a program that recruits, trains, and retains new officials for locally here. And she was one of the driving forces, her and Dr. Zaragoza here at CSN, the president of CSN, along with Dexter Irvin and Greg Holloway, put together an amazing program called the SCORE program. And our new athletic director, Yvonne Wade, decided that she wanted to rename the SCORE program, the Carolyn Goodman SCORE program. So we had the logo redesigned and showed her. We had a CSN baseball jersey with Goodman and the number 25 signifying her and Oscar's, her husband's years of service. And she had no idea.
Oh, wow.
And she got teared up.
Yeah,
and,
I'm sure she did.
It was a fantastic presentation. Yeah. CSN did a really good job presenting it. And it was really cool. It was neat for me too. You know, I got to meet the mayor again,
and absolutely.
And she was very thankful and loved that the program's done. We were only trying to get like 100 new officials a year, and we've added almost 700. So,
oh, wow!
So it's way blown past its expectations.
Very good, yeah.
And again, big shout out to Greg Holloway and Dexter and the folks that aren't involved anymore. They really laid the groundwork, and I just took the baton and ran with it. I'm trying to be that the middle of the four by one relay. So yeah, that was fun. And speaking of the baseball team, they are currently they're about first pitches in about 11 minutes. So they had to win one of four games this past weekend, and they won all four. The fourth game, they were down two runs in the bottom of the ninth, two men on, and we got a ding dong walk off home run. So with that being said, they're currently today. They're hosting the Scenic West Championships here today, tomorrow, and the next day. I'll be out there Friday. And the finals will be nice. Saturday. So
yeah, very good.
Yeah, excited for the baseball team. Not much of a basketball update. We just had a pretty normal week. We have open gym tonight. The exciting thing for us is on this Monday, the 13th, over at the Thomas and Mack, we graduate. Our sophomores won.
Yes.
So they're gonna. That's awesome. They're all gonna walk at the 10 a.m. Graduation. And have you? Okay. Did I see you at a graduation?
I forget,
for Bonanza or something.
It was for my buddy Marty's his son or his daughter. One of the, I mean, I was to both of them. I forget which one I saw you at. It might have been his daughter, the first one, because the daughter's older. And you were there for were you there for Brooklyn's?
That might have. Of course, yeah, I was.
was that the one?
You know what? Was it Bonanza?
Because I believe Marty's kids went to Bonanza.
It
might
have been for somebody after my kids graduated. You know what I mean? It could have been supporting a former player or something like that. Because I remember bumping into you and like, oh, holy smokes.
Yeah.
Always over there. But yeah, graduation's coming up. So we have Jess, Jordan, Paige, yep. KB, and Aaliyah all walking at the same time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Good pictures after. And then that's it. Their CSN career is over. And there's still three of them are still have opportunities to play, and they're I think Paige is about to make a decision on where she's going to go real soon. Jordan's going to wait for the dead period to end to finish up her recruiting, and then of course Jess goes to the Philippines to
good for her.
Play out there. I believe the end of May. So
she's leaving right away.
Yeah, she's going out. She's got two schools out there, so she's going to go do a workout for both schools and then make her decision out there.
Very good.
And she's she was born in the Philippines, so a little bit of coming home, a lot of family out there.
Well, all five of them have a bright future ahead of them.
For sure.
All five of them.
Athletically, academically, just great people, and I've seen
great kids.
Was lucky enough to see them grow over this time, too. So, it's been so there's not a ton going on basketball. We were talking about this off camera a little bit. It's an odd time of season for me to switch from the old team to the new team. Yeah. It's, I got to start rinsing, repeating a lot of things, a lot of mental, mindset things that these new kids haven't heard yet. So it's kind of fun. These seniors are about to graduate here. High school seniors about to graduate and then they dive in 2 feet.
Like, yes.
100%. Yeah. And that we start building that culture.
Yeah, it's graduation season, and in fact, my niece Alyssa graduates with her master's Saturday.
Nice. What school?
UNLV. She came back. She was at Utah Tech when it was Dixie.
Yep.
But she came back here to finish. I believe it was her for her master's. It was her master's 2 years out here. Yep. And congratulations to her. And that's huge, man.
What's her major? What was her major?
Occupational therapy. She's going to maybe try to do something. She can do that and maybe get into physical therapy as well. Yeah. So, right now it's occupational therapy with the master's and all that. But, it's awesome, man.
She beat me by about 20-something years. I got my master's when I was like 43 or 45 or something like that. But I kind of wanted to do it just to go back to school and get my special education master's. But, good for her. That's great. It never hurts to get that form of education when you're dialed in and can make that happen.
Right.
Mine's hanging up on the wall over there. They don't go anywhere. They don't expire.
Is that a science degree you got up there? Science?
Yeah. I'm a biology major. Yeah. I don't know what the heck I majored in. No, I did sports administration like most dumb jocks. when I went my first 2 years to get my associate's degree, I wasn't really thinking about life. I was thinking about playing basketball.
Yeah, of course.
The easiest degree was to get into sports management. And so I got that as my associate's. Right. And then I got a social science degree as my bachelor's. And then my master's was in special education. Yeah. So that special education one is pretty instrumental because I'll never be broke. There's such a need for special ed teachers that if everything collapsed around me, I'd go get a special ed job in 48 hours.
You can get that quickly. Yeah. Yeah.
So having that degree, it just never expires.
It's big.
So,
it's big, yeah.
And I preach that to my players. It's like what you're doing here is basketball, but later in life you'll understand that basketball was, you're lucky enough, one of the few people to use sports to get that degree. And that's a fun fact for athletes to understand a little bit later in life. They don't get it right off the bat.
Right,
some do.
Of course.
But I think Trent might pop in here. It was a good couple days of birthdays. I had a birthday video Brooklyn made.
Oh yeah.
I think it's actually up on Facebook. Julie posted it up on Facebook, and that was pretty cool. Did you know any of those players?
Yes.
I mean, other than the...
I did, yes. I saw it. It was a fantastic video. Fantastic job that your daughter, Brooklyn, did with that. If you can download, upload, whatever, to see that, I would recommend seeing it. That's a fantastic job. I recognize some of the players, yes. Your boys' high school basketball team, yeah. Nooney, right?
Yeah, Brandon Nooney.
We talked about that last night. And the girl, Destiny Brown, right?
Destiny
she was on
Brown.
There.
Brown.
Yeah. KJ, right?
Yeah, KJ, yeah.
But yeah, I didn't recognize all of them. We talked about the one, Monet, I guess,
Monet,
right? Because I didn't recognize her.
Played a bonanza.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah, and the girls that were on the team this past year,
current
too.
Players,
yeah, current
yeah.
players, you know, giving Doodoo a shout out for his birthday,
Doodoo,
you know.
Actually, right? Two of them called me Doodoo, too.
They did, yes, they did.
And they've been chomping at the bitch. To call me Doodoo.
Yeah.
So it's been.
The bobbleheads. Those were
the bobbleheads.
The
two of them.
KB and Paige.
Paige and KB. How about that? Yeah, so the video that Brooklyn made, for those of you wondering what the heck we're talking about, she just reached out to a bunch of former players, men, women, high school pro, semi-pro, players that I've coached or worked with over the time, and they all sent me a little video, and Brooklyn mashed it together, and it was really cool. It was an emotional video, and it was nice. You know, as you get older in years, you don't want to dismiss your birthdays because you made it another year around the sun, but, you know, it's... You know, you transfer your time into other people, whether it's folks that are older, like parents, or younger people, like I have the opportunity to do here, and you know, kind of shine the spotlight off yourself a little bit. But that one felt pretty good.
That was great! Cool. It's fantastic, fantastic.
And
yeah,
and you know, what a great day. There was other things that happened. Trent and Brooklyn threw a little surprise birthday party for me here at the job, which was cool. Some former players showed up, a bunch of current players, and then Julie. You know, I kind of kept it simple because I knew we were going to have dinner the following night. But she's like, what do you want? And I said, I want strawberry shortcake. There's something about, for those of you Facebook fans will remember, strawberry shortcake. My mom used to make strawberry shortcake all the time with fresh strawberries, like straight picked out of the garden up in Middleborough. And strawberry shortcake on a summer day on Cape Cod is just a memory. And I just hadn't had it in a while. And Julie makes a really good strawberry shortcake. So I said, there's two things I want. And it didn't include food. I didn't include, food. It was dessert.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Need that strawberry shortcake, and I need a Carvel ice cream cake.
Carvel, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
Carvel.
Boy, I swear they haven't changed the recipe in 50 years.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
Don't touch it. Yeah.
So, yeah, as a matter of fact, truth be told, I had some strawberry shortcake for breakfast this morning.
It's your day. It's your week,
well, it's
buddy.
2 days
it's
later.
Week.
It's Trent's day, but I'm taking some credit for his
too,
birthday,
too.
It's been it's a tricky food, and you know, we're gonna transition here into some food stuff, but it's a tricky food month for us. Mother's Day Sunday.
Yeah, you have a busy month, buddy.
And then we got two vacations. We're going to California, and then Julie's going to Hawaii, and then we have her birthday, and then there's Memorial Day, and
you might put on 20 pounds this month.
I tried to lose about 5, knowing I'm gonna gain 15.
Right, there you go.
So you know the net gain would be 10, but yeah, May's a tough week. But now listen, I got a couple things I'm going to do here.
Okay.
We got a We're going to kind of zoom around a little bit today, like we always do. Right. Like Julie had asked last night at dinner, like, what's the plan when you guys do your podcast?
We really don't have a plan for the most part, right? We're pretty much off the cuff. I mean, we just bring something up and go with it.
Somebody could walk by and we'll end up talking about.
Yeah, they can come in or somebody, you know, chime in, talk about whatever. Yeah, we really don't. Plan
nope,
ahead
much.
Of time.
I got a little list of things.
Danny's just, got an idea. I don't know what Danny's about to throw at me here. like you said, Julie wanted to know what was going on. Yeah. And Danny says, I'm not letting Fu Man know until tomorrow. No. So I don't know what's coming my way now.
I think even just like I said, you know, we're sitting here. What happened is a couple weeks ago, I don't know why it came up. I think we were talking food and you had said you had heard through the grapevine a friend or a coworker that Del Taco has a pretty good cheeseburger.
Yes.
Like you had said that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and I've been hearing that lately, and I've never had one.
Been hearing that. So for those of you who don't know, and if you maybe you're watching the show, is we either eat food during the show or right before the show, and we kind of switch off every week. Last week we had Panda. We had Mastriani's. A couple weeks ago, Mike brought. We had an awful pizza from wherever the heck that place was.
Somewhere around here. I forget the name of it. Right. No, that was good.
So today was my shot, and I had Del Taco delivered, two double cheeseburgers, one for each of us, and a couple chips. And I thought, you know what? We've been talking about that Del Taco burger. Neither of us have had it.
It was a good call.
So let's start there.
Yes.
Give me a review. What did you think of the burger?
I could eat it again, actually. I won't go as, you know, for fast food. I won't put it on the level of an In-N-Out burger, but I will put it ahead of a McDonald's or a Burger King. Maybe even above a Jack in the Box. I don't know if I can put it over a Wendy's. Maybe on the line of Wendy's. But I haven't really had fast food in a while, other than In-N-Out. But just remember, you know, just knowing what they taste like, I could get that again. Yes, I could eat that again. Yep. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it was okay. And it's funny that I ordered that, and the first thing up here is the fast food draft. You and I are going to do a fast food draft when we stop talking about this burger. That's the move we're going to make today.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought it was okay. It was okay. It was okay. It didn't knock my socks off, but it wasn't horrible. I think it was somewhere in the middle. So we're going to do a fast food snake draft. Okay, just like we did with the Celtics, right?
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're only going to go five. You get five, I get five. And remember, fast food isn't, and if you're watching here on Facebook and you want to comment in, throw some stuff out there, it doesn't have to be a burger joint. Like, it can be other types of fast food places, right? So, like, Del Taco.
Del Taco has a burger, right?
So it could be any type of fast food. And even though it was just my birthday, I'm still going to give you first pick. So we're going to snake draft. You pick, I pick. We can't pick duplicates. And let's see who has the best fast food when we get done with 10 places. So you're up. You're on the clock. Ready?
All right. We'll go in and out.
In and out with the number one pick. You know what's interesting is In and Out is not really like a national chain.
No.
It's very – so there's a lot of people when we become super famous and that are going to watch this episode that are – that have never had an In-N-Out.
Right, yeah.
So
I
never had an In-N-Out before I moved to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Heck, we didn't even really know what Taco Bell was or too much of Mexican food was.
Yep.
There was none of that back in Syracuse.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Came out here. And
the basics looked, back
yeah,
east.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I think it's a good safe pick, and I'm going to have my players watch this later.
Okay.
Is when we're on the road, there's two places that they want to go, your number one and my number one. Your number one is In-N-Out. They always want to go to In-N-Out, right? Because the cool thing about In-N-Out is it's made fresh right there. There's a ton of secret menu hacks. Like there's so many different ways you can get your stuff, but it's also a very simple menu.
And speaking about the off the menu, you know, that people don't know about, I just found this out. You can order your fries, I think, crispy or well done or something like that.
Yeah, is that right?
And I didn't know that until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I do that at another place. It's probably going to end up on my list. I'm not going to say it, but I do it at another place. Excuse me. Yeah, I love crispy fries.
Yeah.
But you can get onions as the bun. Like, it's crazy. It's all the stuff. So In-N-Out's very popular. My number one is Chipotle.
Chipotle is
probably over the last 3 years of, you know, van trips, bus trips, that's probably the number one place the young student athletes want to stop at. If there's a Chipotle, they want to go.
And they have burgers there.
In-N-Out's right there. No. I'm saying it doesn't have to be burgers.
Fast food places. Yeah, I'm still good with In-N-Out. Fast food. I thought we'd doing burgers, but I'm still good.
There's no wrong answer here.
Yeah, I'm still good with In-N-Out number one. Yes.
Yeah. No. So you got In-N-Out number one, and I'm going to go Chipotle number one, and we're back to you for your number two pick of the 2024 fast food snake draft on the Doo Doo and Foo Show.
I guess I'll stick with the burger theme because, like I said, I don't eat too much fast food. But my number two would be, I guess, Five Guys.
Five Guys.
Yeah.
And another regional, but not so much. There's some Five Guys back east. Five Guys. I've probably only had Five Guys three times in my life.
Mm.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe two.
Okay.
I had it once in Phoenix just recently, and I think I had it years ago. There was one near the Sweet Tomatoes, the old Sweet Tomatoes out there. There's a Five Guys out there. I think I've only had it twice. Yeah. Loved it. Liked it.
Yeah.
But I've only had it a couple times.
Okay.
So you got Five Guys. It's another very popular. Ooh.
Okay.
That one threw me for a loop there. So I'm gonna go Burger Joint.
Okay.
And it's one of the big three, but I don't think it's everybody's top choice. And you had mentioned it earlier. I'm going Wendy's.
Wendy's, yeah. There you go. Absolutely.
I love Wendy's. Yeah. I just love that they have chili. They have baked potatoes. Yes. They have, of course, the old Frosties, mm-hmm. but I love their burgers. They just they bring me back to my childhood for some reason. Again, didn't have a bunch of Wendy's where we were, but when we'd travel down to Florida, we'd go to Wendy's, and it was like a treat. So my grandmother loved Wendy's. Wendy's is my solid number two pick.
Okay.
Boom. So you're up, number three.
Number three, I'm going to go with the Big Chicken. Which is Shaq's place, right?
That's right.
Yeah, the Big Chicken.
I'm waiting to hear the answer. Like,
yeah, there's that's the name of the place. Yes, the Big Chicken.
Never had it.
There's two of them out here. Wow. I could probably put that ahead of Five Guys, to be honest with you. But
might be next week's move.
Yeah, there's
Shaq,
one on.
Hey, Shaq. Shaq.
There you go.
Shaq, what's up with the Big Chicken? We need some Big Chicken for the show. I've never had Big Chicken. Where are the locations here in Vegas?
There's one on Paradise and Harmon.
Okay.
Right behind the CVS.
That's
right
out near
there.
Your workplace.
Right so across the street from my workplace, right next to the Paradise Cantina, which is Ronnie Pellegrino's place. Nice guy. Yep. He's from Rochester, actually, by the way, the Paradise Cantina. And there's one dropping Fort Apache west of Fort Apache.
Really?
Across from the In-N-Out.
And Fort Apache.
Yeah, across from the In-N-Out Burger. There's two of them. And there was a sandwich that they had, the grilled cheese chicken sandwich. They got rid of it. And Shaq, where you at? Shaq, hey, if you're Shaq, listening, Shaq, we got to get that. Shaq, we got to get that sandwich back, Shaq. The grilled cheese chicken sandwich.
Like he orders, like we're talking to him. Like he's in charge of the menu.
Like he's watching right now, right? Yeah, I know, right? Yeah,
right.
Like it's his choice, but you never know. I'm gonna go with the Big Chicken. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold choice. Yeah. I'm going to call it right there. That's a bold choice at number three. So I'm going to go number three. I'm going to go. See, now this is a 50-50 choice. The people who love it, love it. The people who don't like it, don't like it. And it's chicken, but it's Cane's. I love Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
Cane's. I love, obviously, everybody says about the sauce. I love the sauce. That's where I go to get my crispy fries. When I order it, crispy crinkle fries. Oh, to die for. Texas toast. My mouth's watering. Texas toast. And again, simple menu.
Right.
Chicken sandwiches. That's it. There's not much else. Really good sweet tea, lemonade. It's right around the corner from our house there. I love Cane's is a spot that I really, really, really enjoy going to. But it's funny, you know, if we're in the van and said Cane's, you'd have half the kids would go, yeah. And half the kids would go, oh, come on, boo. So, but I'm going with Cane's because that's my list.
Yeah.
And I got him number three. You're up. Number four.
You know, speaking of Sweet Tomatoes, can we classify that as a fast food place? Or it doesn't have to have a drive through, right? To be fast food, right?
I mean, yeah, you could do it's like a Cafe Rio's a fast food place. Like you order it and you go.
Yeah.
And there's one Sweet Tomatoes now in America. One.
Yeah, I know. Tucson. We lost ours here in Vegas. Is it in Tucson? I don't know where it's at.
Just came back a month ago. I think we talked about it on the first episode.
Did we? Yeah, we may have. Yeah,
it was.
Because there was one 5 minutes from my house, which is great.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Sweet Tomatoes, man.
Sweet Tomatoes is a great call.
I like Sweet Tomatoes.
It's, and again, not a place I had heard of. Their parent company is called like Succulent or succulent salads or something. Right. And we were in California, and I'm like, that looks like sweet tomatoes, but that's not called sweet tomatoes. And that was the parent company, and they had them out there in California. They were right. Those are yummy. That's one of Julie's favorite places. When those went down, they went down with COVID, and they just about 2 months ago brought one location back okay. in Arizona. So we're hoping, come on,
yes,
back to Vegas. Yes, give us
that,
one.
Oh, that would be nice.
So that's your four spot, huh? I'm going to go... this is one that is another one that I started to pick up a little later in life is El Pollo Loco.
Oh, very good choice.
Yeah, El Pollo Loco. I love the chicken tostadas. I get the double chicken tostada or the shrimp because they have shrimp there. The shrimp tostada with, you do double the avocado on the tostada with the break-off bowl. Oh, really good. And they cook the chicken right there, boom. And
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Front of you, a lot of good smells. They got the salsa bar, so you can, you know, you get chips, you can go get all kinds of different salsas and different levels. I'm kind of going, we're both going off the grid a little bit. Big Chicken, El Pollo Loco, there's big names there's we big haven't names put on this list there, yet. You got one spot left, so where are you going to finish it up at?
Well, I'm going to go with, you know, there's a place that's very good called the Maury's Taste of Chicago, but that's really not too much of a fast food place, I guess. You know, so
is it a sit down? A waiter comes.
It's a sit down, and the girl comes. Yep. Yeah, so we're gonna go off. We're not gonna go with that. You're right. Good call. Thinking about that now. If a waiter or a waitress comes, but I'm gonna go with a sandwich shop. That's actually, I've been there. It's pretty close to my house. Called John Smith's.
John Smith's. I've had it once.
It's a sandwich.
You're naming places.
Yeah.
Two places. One I've never been to, Big Chicken, and one I've been to once. And Five Guys I've been to twice.
Yeah.
So I gotta expand my horizon when it comes to fast food here. So tell me about that place. Is that kind of like a Jersey Mike's, like a
sandwich shop? Almost like Jersey Mike's, I won't say Firehouse. Firehouse sometimes has a little bit of a different menu.
Yeah.
But John Smith, I like it better than a Porta Subs.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely better than a Subway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Smith is the name of it, yeah.
John Smith, wow, what a, we're going to have to knock off some of these places. Big Chicken, we definitely got to knock off.
Yeah.
So I'm at five. So now that your picks are over, I can talk about things freely now. So I got, clearly we haven't said anything about McDonald's, which is probably where I've eaten the most in my life.
Right.
Love the Filet-O-Fish. It's like little things I like there, but it's, you know, obviously the fries.
That's what my mom eats there, yeah.
It's, you know, it's good. You got Burger King that has like the Impossible Whopper. You got Carl's Jr. Mm-hmm. You got Jack in the Box. You got, like I said, you got...
you got Popeye's Chicken.
Popeye's Chicken, KFC.
You got Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Yep, there it is, Chick-fil-A. Yeah,
right.
Chick-fil-A is another one. That's probably, I got to add that to the list. It's Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out, and Chipotle when we're on the road. Those are the three that we spend 99% of our money at when we're on the road. And Chick-fil-A is good. It's nice, fresh. Chick-fil-A sauce, amazing. Chick-fil-A it is. But think of all those places we didn't even end. Yeah. Unfortunately, Del Taco didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut. And you know how this goes. As soon as I get home tonight, there'll probably be 50 of them that rattle off in my head. Oh, man, forgot about that spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But we used to eat. We did a lot of Cafe Rio. We picked up Cafe Rio when I was at Bonanza coaching volleyball. That was the after game spot. Again, not a server. So you kind of get your own food and sit down, sort of like fast food. I'm trying to think. There's Nashville's Big Chicken now. There's all kinds of new We're forgetting spots. Nobody on the team's here today watching.
No, the helpless girls aren't here today.
Because, you know, we're in finals and most of their finals are done, so we don't have a lot of kids on campus. Open gym later tonight.
Right.
But this is the day. This is the day. You wouldn't believe the comments that we'd get from these guys, and they'd remember and tell us about places like White Castle or Checkers or there's so many other places. But yeah, we gotta knock some of that off the list.
Oh, absolutely.
Big Chicken. Yeah. Big Chicken Shack.
Big Chicken. That's chicken. A good spot, man.
Platter of chicken right here.
Yeah. The big chicken sandwiches. Sandwiches. And their desserts, their shakes.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
There's another burger place up in downtown Summerlin that Brooklyn swears by. And then there's one just past Barstow. I wish I could phone a friend.
Brooklyn, if you're listening, call in.
Yeah, call in. Call in. I'm not answering because the phone's way over there. But that was my my little fast food draft.
No,
that was
good. I did not know that was coming.
And now I'm going to put you on the spot, and we're going to go. We're going to move back to basketball a little bit. I got a little list here. I don't want you to see. I want you to tell me this year NBA. We'll try for the top 10. See how many you can get out of the top 10.
Okay.
Points per game in the NBA. Who led regular season, not postseason, but regular season NBA. Let's see how many of the top 10 you can get.
I'm going to forget names. I'll forget some names.
But you'll watch when you start thinking about who scores in the NBA.
Just go team to team.
So let's see how many you can get out of the top 10.
Jokic? We're joking.
Number 10.
Was he 10? Okay.
He's number 10. He averaged 26.4 points per game and was just named the MVP.
Yes. What, third time in 4 years?
Three times in 4 years.
He could have easily won it last year, too.
Easily. Yeah. No, listen, and he's not old.
No.
He's got a long career ahead of him.
Think about what he's done already. Three MVPs in a championship.
And
In 4 years.
And he's going to lose in the championships this year. Either the Celtics or the Knicks. Who's it going to be? So you got one. You got 10. 10 right out of the bat. Boom.
Well, speaking of the MVPs and who won it last year, was Embiid, right? Was he in the top 10 in scoring this year?
Embiid, well.
Or did he qualify? Because I know he was hurt. I know he was hurt, right? He didn't qualify?
No, he didn't qualify. This list has a minimum of, let me get this number right. 68 games played.
Oh, wow, 68 out of 82. Okay.
That's a minimum.
Yeah.
Most of these guys are in the mid to high 70s.
Is Luka in there?
Luka's number one.
Luka is number one. Okay.
33.9, just about 34.9.
Jason, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yep, go ahead.
Jason Tatum.
Number seven, 26.9. So you got 1-7-10.
1-7-10. Was Brunson top 10?
Jalen Brunson was number four.
He was four.
28.7 points per game. He had a big year.
What did we talk about the other day? He should be top five in MVP. He was fifth in MVP.
He was fifth in MVP. Yeah. And if this was playoffs, he's by far the leading scorer. Yeah. I mean, he's way up there. He was fourth.
Anthony Edwards.
Ant-Man. Was 12th.
Oh, was he 12th? Okay.
Yeah, he's outside of the
top 10.
Close, though. You're right there.
Wow, now I got to really start thinking of these teams here.
Well, think about the top. Think about some of the top seeds, East and West.
Yeah. Was Brown for the Celtics in the top 10?
He was not. He was 19th.
He was 19th. Okay. Yeah, okay.
19th. He was at 23 a game.
23 a game.
But there is a set of teammates in the top 10.
Yeah, see, and that's what happens when you're on the spot. You forget names, but that's okay.
You're going to get them. Now, think of what I just said.
Yeah, there's teammates somewhere along the way. And then mine is drawing a blank right now, but let's.
West Coast got swept 0-4 in the first round. Imagine that, having two of the top scorers in the league. Getting swept in the first round.
Yeah, see, I'm totally drawing a blank on that. Who's in the way? Yeah, you're right. Who's out there out west that got swept?
Not too far from us.
Yeah, it was Phoenix, right?
There you go.
Yeah, because we'll talk about that. I'm guessing we'll talk about that later. They just lost their coach.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Poor guy. He goes 1 year, he does that, and, well, sports is win now, right?
Yep, that's it.
But, yeah, Phoenix, Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Oh, can I forget LeBron?
Well, you missed the other.
Oh, I missed the other one for Phoenix, right? Kevin Durant and right, who's the other one over there?
They both averaged the same amount of points, yeah, to the tenth of a point. They both averaged 27.1.
27. The mind's drawn. I'm drawing a blank right now. Who's the other guy?
Shooting guard. D. Book.
Oh, Booker. Yes. See, I told you.
So they were
on the spot.
They were 5 and 6. Number, yeah, 5, Booker, 6. Ray. So you got 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 10. I'll give you a couple more, and then I'll fill in. I'll give you start giving you heavy hints.
Well, LeBron James.
LeBron James is number 13.
He was 13. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
You got the number one seed in the West. How about that? See if that helps you.
Number one seed was this year was the it was OKC. Yeah. What's
Shea.
Yeah, Shea. That's right.
He was number 3, 30.1 points per game.
James Harden wasn't in there this year, was he? Top 10?
James Harden. Nah. Where did he played?
Nah, so he must not be.
No, he wasn't there. He wasn't even top 25. Oh, probably didn't qualify. I don't know that he played that much this year.
And how many am I missing right now in the top 10?
Missing 1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
One's one of the best scorers of all time in the history of the NBA. I mean, arguably the best scorer of all time.
Okay. Wow.
His brother might have played. His dad might have played.
I'm drawing a blank. Today, the mind's not working properly.
He's got a couple MVPs. He's got a couple championships.
Yeah, the mind's, man, I'm
not. Shoot the ball a little bit.
I know you're giving me hints. So you're putting him on a tee for me, and the mind's just not working today. See, that happens.
Mine's with Ref and Rory. Stephen Curry.
Oh, Stephen Curry. Yeah, the mind's just off today, bro.
That's all right.
But, Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry's 9.
Yeah.
And then.
I probably won't get the last one.
There's 2 of them. You didn't get number 2.
Mm.
His team's out. Eastern Conference.
Eastern Conference.
Won it a few years ago.
Eastern Conference team out. Who do we have? And you said they're out.
He's a freak.
And they're out.
That hint's got to get it to you. He's a freak.
Oh, Giannis.
Giannis, number 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 30, was he 2 this year? 30.4. Okay.
Yeah, he was 30.4. Luka was number 1 by a lot. And then the last one is De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox. Okay.
He was number 8. He had a big year.
Oh, yeah. See.
26.6.
Yeah. See, I never looked into that, but yeah.
Yeah.
De'Aaron, well, good for him. Okay. Yeah.
And
that's
then
a good
you
list.
Go down at 11. You go Maxi, Edwards, LeBron, Kyrie, Davis, almost, Lillard.
I was
DeRozan,
thinking Killer or Kyrie. Yeah.
Kawhi was in there, Jaylen Brown, Zion, Cade Cunningham, Paul George, Paolo, Jaren Jackson, and DeJounte Murray.
No, that was a good one. I got a little stumped in that one. Remember? Yeah, that was good. That was a good one. I like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And going back to Phoenix, like you had mentioned, fired their coach today.
Yeah.
Frank Vogel.
Yeah.
They had the 3rd highest salary cap of any team in the NBA. Because, of course, they brought in Bradley Beal. So you can't get swept in the first round when you're spending the 3rd most money in the league. And like you said, it's a game. It's a business of wins.
Yeah, sports.
Like, you know, you get to that level and that much money. And there's a lot of openings now, and there's going to be more openings later in the NBA. And there's names right now. You know, J.J. Redick's a hot name. And I believe he's a hot name for a lot of reasons, but I'm not saying he's not going to be a good coach someday. Maybe he will be. I don't know. I mean, he's a Dookie. I like JJ. I thought he had a good pro career. But I think his name is hot right now because he's been on that circuit. He's been doing shows and podcasts. And he's out there right now. He's an impressive name. Mark Jackson's still out there. Mm-hmm. They're talking about with the Lakers how many people have said, just make LeBron the player coach. Like, just make him the player coach. I mean, at this point, they've said I read something by Pat Riley, again, who knows if it's true or not, but like it was something like he wanted when he was first in Miami, like something along the lines where he didn't love the coach, and you know, you got one of the greatest coaches probably in recent history.
Yeah.
I mean, he's phenomenal and one of the best VPs of player operations with Pat Riley, and you know, just he's had a rocky time with refs, with coaches.
Yeah.
And like, who are you going to bring? Who are you going to bring in? Just let him coach.
And that's the thing, right? Is he coach material?
Who knows?
Coaching's a different ballgame. Remember when Magic tried it?
I don't remember.
What did Magic last? 16 games?
Oh, Magic. I thought.
I'm sorry, not player coach.
The only player coach Magic, I remember is Bill Russell. Yeah. And of course, that was before my time. Right. I won't really remember it, but he's the only player coach. And of course, it's not going to happen. But I understand the sentiment is like, you got to. There's so many dynamics with the Lakers right now.
Yeah.
Where are they going to draft Bronny at the end of the second round? Are they going to not draft him but bring him in? Are they going to find a way to keep LeBron and keep him happy? By doing that, they're going to have to improve the roster, and they're going to have to basically pick the coach he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all.
And is it bad? No, I don't think it's that bad either. I think you got to realize who you have, arguably one of the greatest players of all time. He just is. He's in the conversation. And if your goal is to keep him happy and keep him there, what are you going to do?
Right. If you want to keep him there, right. Yeah. You got to keep him happy.
LA can't let him go.
No. You let him go. Now, who do you replace him with? See, fans, they're so quick to want players to be gone.
Yeah.
Right. But who are you going to replace them with?
I don't know.
You know, the Knicks went through that years ago with Patrick Ewing. And it was, you know, Patrick's done, this and that. Okay, Patrick left. You know how long it took for, you know how many playoffs they had in like a 10-year span after Ewing was gone? It was two. And that wasn't until Carmelo got there. Yeah. Carmelo got them to those two playoffs.
You know, and
even in football, I remember they were talking Miami Dolphin fans, Dan Marino's washed up, Don Shula, forget about it, right? Those two were gone. Miami was done.
Yeah.
Fans are so quick.
Yeah.
To want players gone, but who are you going to replace him with?
And I think Darvin Ham was that guy. I think he was that guy,
right?
That could, he's closer to LeBron in age. He can kind of manipulate together and co-work, right. But apparently not. So, you know, I think he wants. If I had to guess, I would think LeBron would want somebody like a JJ Redick, where it's kind of like you can pull him in the office and talk together. Like it's
right.
It's an odd thing in sports.
It right is. Now. You got to be careful what you ask for, and you know, even in baseball right now, I saw some New York guys talking about should they trade Francisco Lindor.
Yeah.
You know, he's in the middle of a 10-year contract. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, well, who are you going to get to replace Lindor at short?
Nobody.
You know,
available?
You just can't get rid of these and expect to win, right? Your team's not going to be as strong now.
Yeah. Red Sox did that with Roger Clemens.
Right.
And then he went to Toronto, then New York, and turned it on. It's like, I get it. There's salary cap stuff. There's clubhouse stuff. There's a lot of different reasons and aspects to that, but the coaching thing is just tough because you get the same. I heard two or three names, and I'm like, it's the same guys. They keep getting fired from jobs. They keep going, just go to the next place, and you wonder how much does some organizations put stock into who it is?
Well, they recycle these coaches. That's all they're doing.
They're talking about Monty Williams might be a name, even though he just signed a huge extension with Detroit, one of the worst teams in the. But they believe in him,
right? Exactly. Exactly.
Which he was an up and coming coach and was doing some amazing things. And
right,
there's a lot of guys out there that you know, the Lakers, kind of like the Yankees and the you know, the Celtics and the Red Sox. And I know I'm kind of staying between our stuff, but. There's a lot of coaches that would be a hard time to say no to be the Lakers coach.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of the situation. Even if you know you're going to have a couple older vets like LeBron and some other players that are going to kind of call the shots.
Right.
It's tough to say to be a Lakers coach.
To put that on your resume. I coached the Lakers.
Yeah. Pat Riley, absolutely. Phil Jackson.
Jerry West.
Jerry West. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So... we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, Mark Jackson's name was very popular about 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
And had his shot, but you wonder if he'll come up in that Lakers conversation. And then, of course, you have Coach Mike Lee for the CSN men's.
He might
get his shot.
Saw Coach Lakers, earlier today.
Call him up. Call him up, Lakers. He's ready.
Yeah.
He is ready. I think there's a lot cooking in the NBA, of course. Just for those of you tuning in, the little update between our two teams is we both made it to the second round.
Yeah.
Celtics got out 4-1 against the Heat, and they're up 1-0 on Cleveland. 1-0. They play today at 4. Yeah. Actually, they're playing in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And the spread is something ridiculous, like 14.5 or 13.5.
Well, the way they closed out the last series and the first game of this series, now they're rolling.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got your Knicks are 2-0 as of last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And took care of home court against the Indiana Pacers. Did you see the thing? The Indiana Pacers submitted 206 missed calls or no calls.
The NBA admitted to missing calls. That they missed calls at the end of that first game. It happens. It happens in all these games. Indiana's upset, but you know what? How about go out and beat the Knicks in game two without Robinson to protect the rim?
Yep.
Brunson missing a whole second quarter.
Yep.
And Anobi getting hurt. How about go out and beat the Knicks?
That's when you got to beat them.
You got to beat them.
You got to beat them when they're down.
You got to beat them when they're down. Now, they really got to they really got to win game three now.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I saw that. But yeah, teams do that. But it doesn't really get anywhere.
Yep.
You know,
So the basketball update's good. We should hopefully the Celtics will go up. I mean, that's kind of what we're hoping for on this podcast, the Dudu and Fu Show.
Yeah.
We're hoping the Celtics versus Knicks. So we
can make
some kind of friendly wager. I made Coach Tracy. Coach Tracy is a big Heat fan. And two years ago when we were in the Eastern Conference Finals, he had been running his mouth all year, Jimmy buckets, blah, 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 blah. And we made a bet that whoever lost had to come to practice dressed in the other team's gear from head to toe, and you owe the other person a seafood dinner. So the Celtics won. Tracy, I have video of this. We might have to put it on the podcast, little video evidence section of the podcast website, which I'm going to, don't let me not talk about that before we end. I'll put the little video of Coach Tracy coming to practice in his Celtics gear, but he still hasn't gotten me that seafood dinner. It's been a couple years.
Coach Tracy's got to pay up.
Yeah, what's going on? We can't make bets and not
Should we live up to your end of the bargain on that?
You got. I mean, what are we doing? I'll go to Captain Lou's. I'll go to the Shaking Crab. I'll go wherever we got to go. I'll go to the Red Lobster. I'll go to the Cousins Maine Lobster food truck and get a lobster roll. Right? I'll make it easy for you, Coach. But hopefully if, I'm pretty sure we will, it'll be Knicks Celtics. We're going to have a little
fun wager with that.
But let me circle back. So I'm thinking by the time people see this seventh podcast, the seventh week of doing it, I started working on the website. It's doodooandfoo.com.
Okay.
Still a very early work in progress. I'm trying to get all the episodes up. I got two or three of them up right now. But that's something I do want to do, is I want to be able to put some video and photo evidence to go along with our show. So we're talking about Tracy underneath the show. I want to put some of the little things that we talk about, whether it's, you know, a screenshot of the top, maybe it's a picture of our Del Taco, meal or something like that. Yeah,
absolutely.
The doodooandfoo.com has been purchased. It is now ours. We own it. And I'll work on it a little bit next week. And so that way we have somewhere for all these podcasts to live.
Right, and you talked about circling back, and you know we like to circle back on things. Yep. Talking about food, and this goes back to, was it episode 5 maybe? Mm. A couple of episodes ago about odd combinations of food.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We talked about, I think it was Leah, right? Leah bring up Fritos with cottage cheese, and I said I would try it. I said I would try the beets on a hamburger. I haven't tried the beets on a hamburger.
I'll definitely do that. Oh, I have beets here. We should have done it today.
Oh, we could have put it on the burger. That's okay. We'll get it.
Yep, we'll get it.
But I did try the Fritos with the cottage cheese.
And?
I'm going to stick with the Fritos and bean dip. And that's how we're going to do that.
Sorry, Leah.
Yeah, you taste the cottage cheese right away, but afterwards it's all Fritos. But we're going to stick with the Fritos and bean dip instead.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we tried. We'll have to bring in some Doritos and Cool Whip for my brother and try those.
Yeah.
And
yes.
We got to get the beets on there's some odd combinations. But listen.
Yeah.
Julie's on has been doing a lot of cooking lately, and I've been sending her some cottage cheese recipes because cottage cheese is just so healthy. There's so many healthy factors for cottage cheese, and she's got all kinds of little recipes. She just made a dip with it, and it actually tasted really good. Tasted like a bean dip. So I think the cottage cheese is okay, but it's got to be manipulated somehow, some way with some flavor.
Yeah, that's
cool. But you tried it, and that's all we can really ask for is try it. And here we go, 46 minutes in.
Wow, already
this thing flies by. We got here we go. I gotta keep an eye on this chat log.
Some chiming in,
yeah, all kinds of people chiming in. That, see, that's why. Where is Aaliyah, our technical director?
You know,
she just bounced on us.
Yeah, she's in her last week of school, and she's having fun with the girls. And
no, it's all good.
You know, good for them. Yeah.
My nephew chimed in. What do you say? Better save me some of that cake, he said. oh, it's Soshi. It's Soshi. So his fiance Soshi out back east.
Okay.
And Trent chimed in and said, "Mikey,
oh Trent, my man."
He's got some posts in there, so. Appreciate you guys chiming in, and it's another good show. Yeah. And we'll be back. You're here next week.
I'm here next week. Yes.
So we'll be back next week, and then we'll talk about what the week after that looks like. We might have to do a remote show.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, we'll keep chugging away. Want to thank you guys for tuning in. And,
yes, thank you.
It's the Dudu and Fu Show, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
See ya.
Yep.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.